Father, I come just now, and you are so wonderful, and I do love you. I don't love you near what I should, but I do love you this morning, but I'm so glad you love me. Lord, I'm glad you take me as I am. And Lord, I'm full of faults and failures. Need your help this morning. Cleanse me. Empower me to preach as you want me to, not as I want to, but as you want me to. And may thy word speak into our heart, I pray. Please, oh God, help me to glorify your name and magnify your name today. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And amen. As we have the Christmas special day today, that's what it is, our Christmas Sunday, and I do think it's a special day, I really do, and as we celebrate the birth of Christ, and not the beginning of Christ, but the birth of Christ, he has no beginning, he's God. And we're going to preach about him a lot, being God. We've been hammering that pretty hard here the last several services about the deity of Christ and about Christ being God. And the reason being is because that is the one thing that the world wants to take away, is that Jesus is God. We can handle him being a little babe in a manger, so meek and lowly. And we can handle him being a good teenager and being found in a temple teaching as a teenager. We can handle him even being a good teacher going around doing good things, healing the sick and raising the dead and causing blinded eyes to see, doing all that. We can handle him like that. But the world can't handle him being God. The world can't handle him being the Savior that the world wanted to kill. To think that the attitude of the world was to kill God. Think about that. That's what it boiled down to. And they can't stand that. And it's because of the conviction. But can I tell you, if he's not God, we have no hope. If he's not God, we have no salvation. If he's not God, then we might as well just go to the house and pack it up and get ready for hell, because there's no redeemer if Jesus Christ is not God. Understand that today. Now, let's look at one scripture. And I want you to notice we're going to look at many scriptures, but we're just going to preach from one text this morning. And I want you to think about this. I'm amazed at how the Bible is written and how it puts emphasis where it's necessary. And I appreciate the Sunday school lesson this morning. And I love the Sunday school lesson this morning, the truth. And I'm going to just come right with back behind you, Brother Rick. And every word's important. Every word is preserved. Every word is kept. And every word is important to us this morning. And I'm glad that I have a Bible. And I am reading out of a King James Bible. I'm not ashamed of that. Many are today, but I am not. And I'm going to keep reading out of it until I die. But Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 says this: "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins." Have you ever really paid attention that it's capitalized? It's capitalized in verse 25 as well. His name Jesus. But it's capitalized. And I've been reading, of course, the Christmas story over and over and reading and thinking. And I said, well, that'd be a good way for an acrostic. It's already capitalized. And if you don't know what an acrostic is, you take a word and then you turn it up and run it this way. And then you take each letter of that word and have a meaning for it. All right. So we're going to give you that. And we're just going to preach on Jesus this morning. That's all I know to preach anyhow. I'm just going to go ahead and preach on Jesus and everything I can get out of him and everything I can show you about him. And how I can magnify his name, tell you who he is. It don't matter if you forget me or remember me or know me. That don't matter. But if you go through life and don't know Jesus truly, then it's going to be to your hurt. If you don't really are not really introduced to him and he don't really change your life, let me go ahead and tell you this. If you say that you know Jesus and he has not changed your life, then you have not met the Jesus of the Bible. Because the Jesus of the Bible will change your life every time from top to bottom. He'll change you from the inside out. And if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature, the Bible will tell us. So you think about that. If you say, I know Jesus, but there's never been no change. There's no change in your lifestyle. There's no change in your desire. There's no change in your attitude. Then you really don't know the Jesus of this Bible.
Amen.
You think about that. And you say, well, I know him, but I like this. I'm just telling you this morning. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name capital J, capital E, capital S, capital U, capital S, Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, I'm sure you can find probably a lot of acrostics, if you would Google it or find you a book on them, I probably could. I didn't look for that. And we're just going to preach to you about Jesus this morning. Now, when I read this, you notice he's not born here. But he's already a Savior. For he shall save his people from their sins. He's already a Savior. You understand that? Can I tell you that before the foundation of the world was laid, he was already a Savior. Already a Savior. And then in Luke chapter 2 verse 11, it tells us, unto you this day is born a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. He come in the flesh there, but can I tell you he was already a Savior? Can I already tell you that God is into saving people, and he's into saving you, and he's into changing your life, and he wants to give you eternal life? Think about that. I've not got over last Sunday night. The girls singing that he looked on him and pardoned me. I've sung that phrase every day, multiple times through the day. I've told people about it. And I even had to find the name of the song because I didn't know the name of the song. I don't know the names of any song. I know the phrases or the words, but I don't know the name hardly of any song. If y'all sing, you already know that, because I'll come and tell you and sing that song about this or that. But can I tell you, for God the Father, look on God the Son and pardon me is more than I can comprehend. And that's why he come. Think about that. It was good enough that while they were singing it, that David got in there Wednesday night. Huh? It was good enough for that. Huh? Or Sunday night. And it was good enough for that. And then I had one saved Wednesday night. And that was wonderful. So I'm glad God's still saving sinners. Huh? But let's look at the letters, can we? And we're just preach to you. J-S-U-S. And let's start with J. Well, where do we start at? Well, he's Jehovah. He's Jehovah. He's God. You understand that? To think he is God. Perfect, holy, pure, sinless God. Now, why is that so important? Why would the world attack that? Why would they? Well, can I tell you, these people that even go to church and carry a Bible, and you know what they'll say? They'll say that Jesus lived a perfect life and chose not to sin. And that all sounds real good. But that's not true. He did live a perfect life. He did. And he didn't sin, but he was God, and he was pure, and he couldn't sin. Hear me today, that Jesus Christ was God. He was deity. He was God in every way. Perfect in every way. Pure in every way. Sinless in every way. He was everything. Holy. He was God. And he could not sin. He could not sin. Huh? And there's people says, well, he chose not. No. The Bible says he was tempted in every way, yet without sin. There in Hebrews, it does tell us that. Yeah, but it's more than that. He couldn't sin. He put on a robe of flesh, but he didn't put on no sin. He put on a robe of flesh. I want you to understand, if people that say they're saved could get a hold of the fact that the eternal God is the one who saved you, is the one who died for you, is the one that lives inside of you, then your ways and my ways would be different. If we really got a hold of that fact. We say we believe it in our mind. We'll say we believe it in our mouth. But our actions and our walk dictate different things. But God, Jehovah God, God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's what the Bible says, is it not? Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But then it says in John 1 that nothing was made that was not made by Him. By who? By Jesus, God, Jehovah God. Huh? Amen. That's why there's an attack on His deity.
Yes.
That's why there's places that you find, and like it or not this morning, other versions will rob His deity.
Yes.
You better be careful, because He's Jehovah God. Let's look at Hebrews 4:15. Let's look at Hebrews 4:15. You all right if we look at a little scripture?
Yeah.
We come to church to hear the Bible. You ought to come to church with your Bible, ready to read your Bible. Huh? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." It didn't say He didn't sin. He says, yet without sin. Are you hearing me? It didn't say He was tempted in every way and chose not to sin. It says He was tempted in every way, yet without sin. Without, there's a vast difference. I know I may not speak English, but I understand English. I know I speak a little slang so we can all understand one another. And some of my slang, some of y'all don't even understand it. But can I tell you, there's a vast difference in chose not to sin than yet without sin. I just want to tell you this morning that Jehovah is without sin, and that Jesus is Jehovah. But it's more than that. Look over in 1 John. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Let's look at verse 5. 1 John chapter 3 verse 5. "And ye know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin." Not was no sin. There is no sin. It's still present. There is none. Because He is the eternal God, and there is no sin in Him this morning. Do you understand? Jehovah. Jesus is Jehovah. Oh, hallelujah. Think about that. Jesus is Jehovah. Huh? And I'm a Jehovah's Witness this morning. I'm witnessing for Jehovah. Huh? I'm not talking about Charles Taz Russell. I'm talking about the God of this Bible. You hear me this morning? Hear me this morning. That Jesus is God. Jehovah. Jesus is Jehovah. But then I look at E. Well, there's all kinds of things we can say about E, right? J, E. Well, how about we just keep on the same line? And He's Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Now I know Isaiah starts it with an I, but that's how they spelt it then. But here we got it as an E. In verse 23, it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Now, I don't know about y'all, but that don't make no sense to me. Why God would want to run around with us? Now everybody look at me. Why do you think God want to run around with you? This who do you think you are? that God would want to come down from heaven and run around with you and just move right in. Huh? God with us. He ain't God over yonder. He's God with us. He ain't God back yonder. He's God with us. We okay? He's Emmanuel, God with us. I mean, I just think that's amazing. See, I know me. See, I don't even understand why y'all want me. I don't understand why y'all ain't done for me and threw me on my ear years ago. Huh? Because I know Mark. But he knows everything. Huh? See, you only know what I showed you. That's all you know about me is what I've showed you. Are you hearing me? But he knows what I ain't showed nobody. He knows my down cities. And he knows my failures. And he knows my sin. And he said, I will leave the ivory palaces of glory and come down to be with you. Us, that God, Emmanuel, might be with us. Oh, what a blessing. What a present. What a gift. What a truth. What a joy. It's amazing to think that God in heaven would come down to us. Right. Yes. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, huh? To dwell with me. To move inside of me. To live in me. To go where I go. Huh? Think about that. That for the last 50 years, I've took him everywhere I've went. And he's listened to every conversation. Think about that. He's watched every deed for the past 50 years. He's been a partner. Huh? I've jerked him in and involved him in everything I've done for 50 years. Huh? He's heard every word that I've said. Every whisper. He's been there for every thought. Huh? And he says, I come to be with you. Huh? Oh, what a God. Oh, what a Savior. Huh? Think about that. Does that amaze you this morning? Huh? To know that he would take you like you are. Huh? That he would mold you in what he wants you to be, but he took you like you was, a dirty, wretched sinner, and move inside and cleanse you and born you anew to make you so clean that you can never even understand. Right. To justify you as if you had never sinned, and even further, that you had done everything right from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah for what he's done. That's Emmanuel this morning. That's Emmanuel. What child is this? That's the child, Trista. It's Jesus. That's the baby. I'm more than the baby of Mary. Ah, oh, listen, he's God. He's Jehovah. Hi, he's Jehovah. He's Emmanuel. Yeah. Huh? But he's more than that. He's more than that. We still okay? Yeah. He says, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. J-E, J for Jehovah. E for Emmanuel. S, well, we're just going to stay in the same line, can't we? Savior. Savior. Huh? Savior. Savior. Do you know, it's not even spelt the same in our day, in our more normal language. In the Bible, it's spelled S-A-V-I-O-U-R. And they don't even spell it right nowadays. Huh? They want to change it. Huh? We okay? I'm just going to go ahead and stick with my Savior. Name but one of them. And I'm going to stick with him. Amen. Can I tell you, he's not just a penny ante Savior. Amen. He didn't just save a few. He came to save the world. Right. Amen. Huh? Now there are those who believe it's just for a few. Huh? But can I tell you, that ain't what it said. Verse 21. Can we read a little bit? Y'all okay? And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then I look in Luke chapter 2. We've done quoted it, but I want to read it. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. Read it with me. Looking in your Bibles. Read it along as I read it, huh? It'll mean more to you, huh? It says in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. S-A-V-I-O-U-R. Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Ain't that most wonderful? Huh? But let's look in 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Everybody still okay? 1 John chapter 4. I'm just preaching on Jesus this morning. Say, what did the preacher preach on? I asked Barney Fife, you know, what did the preacher preach sin, I reckon. You know, that's what the last good... He preached on sin, and he was asleep during the message. He just figured that's what happened. You can go on, you can probably leave here most times and say, preacher preached on sin, be asleep and be right. Huh? But today, what you can tell people, so what did the preacher preach on? Jesus. Jesus. Huh? J-E-S. Huh? J-E-S, Jehovah Emmanuel, Savior. 1 John chapter 4. Oh, let's see here. Verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of a few. No. He's the Savior of the world. He's the Savior. If you'll come, he don't care who you are, where you're from. He don't care what color you are. He don't care what background you have. He don't care what country you're from. He has it. Don't matter to him. Red, yellow, black, or white, all are precious in his sight. Yes, that's true. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yes, that's true. But can I tell you that he come to be the Savior of the world? He didn't come to the Baptists. Huh? He didn't come to the Methodist or the Pentecostal or this group. He come for the world. He come for the world. And can I tell you that the world... I seen Burmese people dressing up like Santa Claus. They must have heard about Christmas some way. Huh? Now, I know they'll be preaching Jesus over there, but I'm just telling you, Christmas is a worldwide event. It ain't just for Americans, you know. We run it, but, huh? You understand. But he's still okay. Huh? And I seen them dressing up in their little hats. Rick come in, Rick Vance had one of them hats on this morning, one of them Santa Claus hats. They look pretty good now. But can I tell you, Christmas is known, but I tell you what we're forgetting to tell them, that it's Jesus come on Christmas to be the Savior of the world. Huh? To be your Savior. You know, there'll be some little kids don't have no Christmas tonight, tomorrow. Did you hear that? Ain't nobody around them. You know, there's some old people that ain't going to have no Christmas neither. Not just young people, but some old people. But there's not nobody that can't have Jesus. They might not have no present to unwrap. And they might not have a tree with lights. Huh? But they ain't nobody. They ain't nobody that can't have Jesus. Huh? Don't cost nothing. He's already give himself. Don't cost a penny. Present's already there. Huh? Think about that. That's Christmas. Jesus. We still okay? J-E-S. Jehovah. Emmanuel, Savior, huh? But what about you, man? I've struggled this week. I've tried to figure out. I didn't do it, but I almost called Marcus and David Nix for a U word. They're always alliterated, you know. And every now and then, I've had to call. David Nix will even call me sometimes, and I'll call him. I say, hey, listen, I need a U word. All right, what's the subject? All right, and then they may hang up a little bit. They'll call me back and they say, all right, how about this, 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 this? All right. And I said, you know, you got to have help sometimes. But I didn't call David Nixon or Marcus either one. But I looked and I prayed and I thought. And I met, and in fact, just to be honest with you now, and I didn't just think a little bit, for 8 hours, I thought about what you is. So I went and got my books out, couldn't find nothing. Couldn't find a you for nothing. And it dawned on me this morning, sitting at the dining room table studying, I said, "You big dummy, it's us. Amen. Jesus come for us. He come for me. He come for you. Us." And I got up, I went and got my computer out and called up my Bible program and typed in us. And it's in there too many times. The computer said it's too many matches. It only will give you 1,000 verses, and there's more than 1,000 verses with us. And I said, "Well, this ain't no help. I ain't got time to read 1,000 verses." But then my heart burnt, and I thought of the scripture. I thought of the scriptures that mean something to me. And I went back to the other Thursday night in Bible class downstairs. And I started in looking through Ephesians and Colossians and Galatians. I said, "Wow, now I know where us is." I want you to listen to me this morning. J in Jesus is Jehovah, He's God. E in Jesus is Emmanuel, because it's God with us. S is the Savior, for He's the Savior of the world. But U is for us, that's you and me this morning. And I want to read you some scripture, if you'll just listen to me a minute. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Are you okay with me this morning? In verse 4. I want you to mark it in your Bible. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. "Who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father." I got a deliverer for us. A, that U stands for more than just that little two-letter word. But it's us this morning, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us. That He might deliver us. Yes. Have you been delivered this morning?
Yes.
Huh? How about Ephesians? Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Y'all still okay? How about verse 6? "To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made," read it for me, "us what?" Glory! Us accepted in the Beloved. Can I tell you, Jesus is for us, that He accepts us in the Beloved. Oh, there's no greater one than Jesus this morning. He is God. He's Jehovah. He's Emmanuel. He's Savior. And He came for us, that He might deliver us, that He might accept us in the Beloved. We still okay? Drop over to chapter 5. Chapter 5. I wish you got it. And I wish you's getting this as in me this morning. Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 2. "And walk in love, as Christ also hath" what? "Loved us, and have given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling." Hey, listen, He don't just save you to save you. He saved you for the glory of God, that you might be a sweet smelling savior. He don't save you cause you're worth saving. He don't save you cause that, cause you ain't worth saving. You ain't better than spit on a rock this morning. You understand that? But He saves you to bring glory to the Father, a sweet smelling savior. That's why He come to us. Wow. Wow. I'm giving to God. Becky, we're God's gift. He He's ours and we're His. What do you think about that? Huh? Wrap that one up, huh? Put that one under a tree. We all right this morning? Huh? Hallelujah for Him this morning. I ain't done. How about Colossians? We can't go without reading Colossians. Huh? How about chapter 1? We're going to find that delivered in verse 13. Who? That's Him. I'm talking about Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. That's what I'm talking about. Who hath delivered? Can y'all help me out? Who hath delivered from the what? Ah, and hath translated what? Into the kingdom of His dear Son. Hallelujah to God for us. I like that you in Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I like that you in Jesus. Huh? For who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. How about we look over in chapter 2? Over to verse 14. Can we read this? Now, if y'all want to read with me, you just help yourself. I don't care because it's really good when you read it yourself. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailing it to His cross. He blotted out what was against us. What was contrary to us? He blotted it out. Hey, can I get a witness from anybody that understands that He blotted it out? That you're okay now? That you're clean? That there's no record of it anymore? That He blotted out what was against you? You remember what was against you? All that blaspheming, drinking, doping, lying, cheating, gambling, fooling around. All that, all them things. You know, He blotted all that out was against you. He don't remember that no more. It's blotted out. He nailed it to the cross. He didn't just nail it to the one cross. He nailed it to His cross. And He spoiled principality. Hallelujah. For Jesus and what He's done for us this morning. My goodness. Ain't it wonderful? Huh? How about we look a couple more here. One more. I'm going to quit. I'm going to run out of wind. I have to go on a diet so I can preach longer. First Thessalonians chapter 1. First Thessalonians chapter 1. And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised, verse 10 is where I'm at. And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even J-E-S-U-S, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I think us fits pretty good in Jesus this morning. What about you? I think it fits pretty good. J-E-S-U-S. Now, we're going to come to the last one. S. J-E-S. Jehovah, Emmanuel, Savior, us. Now what could that last S be for? Let's think. What could it be? The strong one? That'd work. The satisfying one? That would work. That would work. I mean, there's a lot of S words that describe Him. How about super? Huh? He's super, ain't he? Huh? But that ain't what we're going to use. I've just turned down, I thought of a lot of S words. Huh? The Son. Of course He's the Son. But I have to go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And I'm going to find Him here. I'm going to find Him here in verse 11. Acts chapter 1 verse 11. It says, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? this same J-E-S-U-S, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. What is that, Lizzie? The soon coming king. How about that one this morning? J-E-S-U-S, he's the soon coming king. He's coming. He's coming again. He's coming again. And it might be today. Might be tomorrow. It might be tonight. He come on Christmas night. What if he come again on Christmas night? Ain't nothing saying he can't. He'll come when the Father says go, he'll go. Right? That'd be all right, wouldn't it? How about the night when the kids are tucked tight in their beds and visions of all that stuff dancing in their heads? And about that time, the trumpet sounds. And we go. Amen. Be with Jesus. But he's the soon coming king. I want you to understand he's coming back this morning. Yes. But he's not coming as a savior. When he comes now, he come the first time as savior of the world. He come the first time to be God with us. He come the first time that we could see he was Jehovah, the creator, that he was Emmanuel, the God with us, that he's the savior of the world, and he come for us. But the soon coming king is coming as judge. When he comes for judge, you need to be ready now. Think about that. Are you ready to meet him this morning? He's going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful time. Jesus. Jesus. Yeah. He ain't gonna come meek next time. Not gonna come as a baby the next time. He's not gonna come helpless, needing to be cared for. He's not gonna come wrapped in swaddling clothes. He's not gonna come in a lowly manger. But he's gonna come, and on his thigh will be written the word of God. He'll come and his vesture will be dipped in blood, and it won't be the blood of salvation, but it'll be by the blood of vengeance, where he's done sunk the sickle in, for the great wrath belongs to God. He's coming. He's coming. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready? Do you know this Jesus? This Jesus of the Bible. Cheryl, go to piano. Do you know this Jesus? They sing Jesus paid it all, Clark. They wouldn't be nothing more fitting. I believe that's as good a Christmas song as I know. Is Jesus paid it all? Bow your heads this morning. It's rare that I ever have anyone do that. I'm not going to ask you to lift your hand. But I want you to think with me just for a moment. Do you know this Jesus? Do you know this Jesus that we celebrate his birth? And it's wonderful that you say, yeah, I know all about that birth. The manger, I've done a study on it all. Yeah, I know all about it. Do you know him? Do you know him? You may have learned where he went. He was born where they sacrificed the sheep. You may have learned all about the swaddling clothes and the manger, and you may got it in your mind, the gold and the frankincense and myrrh that talks about him, prophet, priest, and king. You may learn it all. But do you know Jesus? Jehovah. Emmanuel. Savior of the world. Do you know him this morning? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Oh, what a great day. Come and know Jesus as your Savior today. No greater day than right now. Would you think about that? Think about that. Do you know him? If you don't know him, when we sing this song, won't you come and let us show you how you can know him completely. Let's stand together right now. Let's sing this song.
It's number 5.